A Supreme Court decision this week is already making waves through one of the nation's biggest employers and entertainment companies. After a majority decision Monday, granting the Trump administration the ability to roll back temporary status protections for thousands of Venezuelans, Disney responded the next day. In an email sent to employees, the company announced those with TPS protections with 2023 designations would be on leave for 30 days. Bloomberg says during this time, at least 45 employees are required to provide a new form of work authorization in order. Once the deadline ends, these employees will face termination. In a statement, Disney says, "As we sort out the complexities of this situation, we have placed affected employees on leave with benefits to ensure they are not in violation of the law." According to the Department of Homeland Security, temporary protected status, or TPS, is a federal program that lets people from countries facing war, disaster, or other crisis stay and work legally in the U.S. Once granted TPS, individuals can't be deported, can apply for work permits, and may get permission to travel. The legal battle began after Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem moved to end TPS protections for about 350,000 Venezuelans living in the U.S. Just days before leaving office, President Biden extended those protections for 18 months, citing the ongoing crisis in Venezuela. The National TPS Alliance and TPS holders sued Noem in federal court, but the Supreme Court blocked a lower court ruling that had originally kept protections in place. DHS hasn't announced a termination date for the TPS holders impacted, but it's worth noting a separate 2021 designation is still in place through September 10th of this year.